breaking this Wednesday up, and a happy one to all Hanks fans who celebrate.
It's why we love today.
Marching through the reasons of why this 19th day of the third month of 2025 may be special in particular. 78 days in, 287 left to go. We got 32 until Easter, 47 until Cinco de Mayo. Today is the final day of winter. Spring springs into action later on tomorrow. Or 2.5 weeks ago right here. I don't know. Overnight low of about 39. Let's see. It's National Chocolate Caramel Day. Hey, it's Let's Laugh Day.
Want to hear something funny?
Got the better part of 4 hours with you. So something's bound to happen. It's National Certified Nurses Day. There you go. Interesting they just made the distinction of certified nurses, not just willy-nillies. And then, National Stretch Mark Day. And I will leave that right over there. Not touch it. On this date in history, things happen. Let's look back. 1831, the first ever U.S. bank robbery takes place when Ed Smith stole $245,000 from a New York bank. In 1831, that's a pretty good haul. And he could have made the first ever episode of Why We Can't Have Nice Things. There you go, Ed. On this date, ironically in a way, 1848, American Marshal Wyatt Earp was born. On this date, 1918, Congress established time zones and subsequently also approved daylight saving time. From World War I, we still do it. On this date, very much still doing it. In fact, the biggest betting week of the year with March Madness. Yeah, baby, opening up. On this date, 1931, Nevada legalized gambling. And essentially earlier this week, so did Irving, Texas. So, on this date, 1953, the Academy Awards ceremony, the Oscars, televised for the first time. The Greatest Show on Earth was named Best Picture. On this date, in 1979, C-SPAN was launched. And it's still going. How is that not doged at this point? We go now live to our C-SPAN coverage. They're not convening yet. On this date, in presidential and pop culture, 1983, First Lady Nancy Reagan made her appearance famously on an episode of Different Strokes, beginning her Just Say No campaign. And who else had the green shirt with the big no on it? I did. On this date in 1987, we have some peak tabloid news. Jim Baker resigns from his PTL ministry. 1992, Prince Andrew and Princess Sarah Ferguson announced their separation. And on this date in geopolitical news, 2003, we went back to Iraq and we went after Saddam again. Got him this time. We'll get you. If at first you don't succeed. Happy Wednesday. Very light on the Wednesday birthday cake front. We have Super Bowl Kansas City Chiefs coach Andy Reid. He is 67 today. Actor Bruce Willis is 70. And Glenn Close is 78 today. And that's it. So there you go. Do want to make note of it. We lost him back in 2019 with the great Bob Kingsley. Born on this day. Salute to you, Bob.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.